Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by StrikeForceEnergy.com.
Let's talk about the caliphate real fast, Ross, before we take off. What was the question that you had for me for that?
For sure. I saw that Iraq declared yesterday that they've ended the war with ISIS and that they've defeated them entirely after 3 years of battle. Is that
it's weird that my rap video came out and then ISIS was defeated. I'm just fucking saying that.
I was just thinking that. I was like, dude, Matt puts out fuck ISIS and all this
and
stuff.
And then it's fuck
Iraq.
ISIS for real.
Yeah.
It's fuck.
Yeah. And the reasoning behind it was in several articles, they said that Trump has just unleashed Mattis. So they don't have to go through so much of the bureaucracy and the red tape anymore. And they've been able to, you know, bomb away for the last year or so. But you would know more than I, obviously, in this. So
oh,
I was just curious.
There's a huge amount of truth to that. So the guys in Afghanistan and Iraq both have been very busy in the last year.
Yeah.
And I've heard that like for everybody, which is the gloves are off. We are killing
tons of people. The ROE, I don't know exactly what it was, but if there was advancement of like ISIS or the caliphate forces, they could do airstrikes. But there were certain instances where there would be like fucking 50 gun trucks chilling and they're like, they can't drop on them, but they're like, they're fucking holding up ISIS flags with PKMs and RPGs. They're like, sorry, we can't drop. And then obviously with the new administration, it was a little more like, oh, if we know they're bad 100%, kill them, which is the way it fucking should be.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I heard that from both air, ground, like everybody was like, oh no, we're doing 10X what we were doing last year. And sometimes more, 100X as far as like ordnance dropped, rounds fired. And they're just doing things a little bit smarter for the Americans, the American warfighter too, I think, because they're just dropping a lot of fucking bombs and killing a lot of bad people, and allowing ground forces just kind of clean up the mess. And I think that's great. And they're also allowing more of the indigenous population to take ownership for that fight. So I would completely agree with the last year, at least last year and some change of what's happened in northern Iraq. You know, I mean, obviously it's a Iraq war backed by the Americans. So you still have political issues that you have to work through and cultural issues. But there's no doubt that the success of the Iraqi and the American militaries have kind of pushed ISIS back. I guess the real question is, why the fuck were they there to begin with? That's probably one that we should ask. And then, you know, the next one is well, how do you maintain stability in the region when you have so many civil wars and the destabilization of the region based on, you know, a large population, meaning like you've got this massive population, you've got several different tribes, a couple different religions. I don't know if you've heard about it. And then you add the political component to that with outside influence, with weapons and money. Man, the place is just completely destabilized. So now it's, how do we move forward? You know, if you've destroyed the caliphate, which, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people crying in their black robes today if they realize that they're not going to see this resurgence of the Islamic Empire as they thought they would. And now we just have to maintain stability in the region. And that's actually sometimes harder than winning the war, as we've seen. So that's my real question. Now you got to maintain it.
Evan Hafer, 2020.